you know, it's kind of a misnomer how to win perm, although it does feel like you win when you get that email saying you have a certification. So it's definitely extremely gratifying. So we do have an article in the materials that we hope you find valuable, hopefully some practical tips. We also have in the materials some checklists that we will allude to through our discussions that, you know, they're not perfect. They're kind of like living, breathing documents that you always can tailor and make your own. The one time that I will use the word tailor as a lawful, okay thing to do in the perm process, you know, make it what you need, make it to where it works with you and your clients, and definitely consider them hopefully as some go-to resources that you can build on and make your own.
Before we get started, I've neglected to say in the other panel that I'm very grateful to the University of Texas Conference for inviting me down here. I've appreciated the warm welcome that I've received from many practitioners, including my two co-panelists that I really enjoyed working with to prepare these materials. And it's a pleasure to be here, and I just wanted to thank you for that. The other thing that I wanted to say about before we jump into some of our topics is we were privileged up in Seattle, Washington, to be the location that AILA chose for its summer PERM conference. And I'm just wondering if anybody in the audience here happened to be there. Raise hands. Okay. So I wanted to share with you a couple of the nuggets that I got from that conference. And so if you see a normal panel that has a particular focus and you think, why are they jumping around so much? It's partly because I wanted to give you the things that I learned that I hadn't been aware of before, and I hope that they may be useful to you.
Perfect. Quick question. I know we're in the advanced area, but as far as the nature of the sessions, but who here has not done a PERM case?